meant more serious things. Uh-huh. But not just going with them is just a friendly relation.
Mm-hmm. In this case, he would be called her
boyfriend.
And she would be his
girlfriend.
Is that what people say now? Is that what they always said?
That's what we always said, but now I don't know what my children call. Maybe it'd be called mate or friend or that's my guy or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been
smooching.
Okay. Would they use that word now?
Yeah. Been smooching.
And when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she
broken up.
Okay. And you say, well, he asked her to marry him, but she
turned him down.
Okay. Any joking ways of saying that?
No, I don't think so. Rejecting him or no, I can't think of one.
Mm-hmm. You said they were engaged and all of a sudden she
dropped him.
Okay. But if she didn't turn him down, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
Any joking ways of saying that?
Hitched.
Okay. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called
the best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride?
Bridesmaid.
And this may be before your time, but do you remember hearing about when people in the community would get married, other people would make a lot of noise, would ring cowbells and fire off rifles and maybe take the groom out and ride him on a rail or do things like that?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Do you remember hearing what it was called?
Uh-uh.
Do you ever hear chivalry or serenade?
I thought serenade would be someone, a guy was playing a guitar to his girl. Mm-hmm. I never heard of those.
And say if there were some, well, say if you had gone to Jackson last weekend, you'd say, last weekend I went.
I went to Jackson?
Would you ever use the word down or up or over?
I went down to Jackson. If it's north, you say up.
Mm-hmm.
If it's east to west, you say over.
Okay. And you say, he doesn't live here, he lives
over there.
Okay. And say if there was some trouble, say if there had been a party and there was some trouble at the party, you'd say, the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole crowd.
Okay. And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you call that a
dancing.
Hmm?
Dancing.
Okay. Do you remember there being different kinds of dances?
Oh, yeah. There's starting all the way back from the foxtrot to the jitterbug. And on up to the twist. I don't know what they call what they're doing now.
Do you remember any old-fashioned dances?
Just square dance, maybe. I don't know how old you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first dance I remember, square dance.
And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school.
Turned out.
And after vacation, children might ask, when does school
start?
And if a boy left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say he
played hooky.
And after kindergarten, you go into the
primary.
Or the
first grade.